Ezekiel, chapter 38. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Gog, of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Look, I am against you, O Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal. And I will turn you about, and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring you forth, and all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed in full armor, a great company with buckler and shield, all of them handling swords. Persia, Cush, and put with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer, and all his hordes, the house of Togarma in the uttermost parts of the north, and all his hordes, even many peoples with you. Be prepared, yes, prepare yourself, you, and all your companies that are assembled to you, and be a guard to them. After many days you will be visited, in the latter years you will come into the land that is brought back from the sword, that is gathered out of many peoples, on the mountains of Israel, which have been a continual waste, but it is brought forth out of the peoples, and they will dwell securely, all of them. And you will ascend, you will come like a storm, you will be like a cloud to cover the land, you, and all your hordes, and many peoples with you. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, It will come to pass in that day, that things will come into your mind, and you will devise an evil device. And you will say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, I will go to those who are at rest, who dwell securely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates. To take the spoil and to take the prey, to turn your hand against the waste places that are now inhabited, and against the people who are gathered out of the nations, who have gotten cattle and goods, who dwell in the middle of the earth. Sheba, and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all its young lions, will say to you, Have you come to take the spoil? Have you assembled your company to take the prey? To carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take great spoil? Therefore, son of man, prophesy, and say to Gog, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, In that day when my people Israel dwells securely, will you not wake up? And you will come from your place out of the uttermost parts of the north, you, and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company and a mighty army. And you will come up against my people Israel, as a cloud to cover the land. It will come to pass in the latter days, that I will bring you against my land, that the nations may know me, when I will be sanctified in you, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Are you he of whom I spoke in old time by my slaves the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days for years that I would bring you against them? And it will come to pass in that day, when Gog will come against the land of Israel, says the sovereign Yahweh, that my wrath will come up into my nostrils. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath I have spoken, surely in that day there will be a great shaking in the land of Israel. So that the fish of the sea, and the birds of the heavens, and the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep on the earth, and all of man who are on the face of the earth, will shake at my presence, and the mountains will be thrown down, and the steep places will fall, and every wall will fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him to all my mountains, says the sovereign Yahweh, every man's sword will be against his brother. And with pestilence and with blood I will enter into judgment with him, and I will rain on him, and on his hordes, and on the many peoples who are with him, an overflowing shower, and great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. And I will magnify myself, and sanctify myself, and I will make myself known in the eyes of many nations, and they will know that I am Yahweh.